Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Sorry, I've just broken my headphones.
Oh, no.
I was... Oh my God, what the hell?
You were doing the full on like, hot nights. Nice. Like, we do a little dance.
Dancing, dancing.
And this headphone that you've been banging on about.
They are broken. Amazing. They're amazing, but I don't know. Well, you know what? Happy Friday. Now, on Fridays, Nick, I meant to do a fun fact.
Oh, please. Please.
I don't have one yet. Let me think. Fun fact. Fun fact.
This is good live radio, isn't it?
Fun.
Just after 7 o'clock on a Friday night, you're listening to Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Live across Australia. Coming up, big songs.
It's a shrimp's heart is in its head.
That was awful. Also, stupid animal.
Okay, that's what do you mean, like stupid? Like
stupid because it has a heart where its brain should be, providing it with smartness. Dumb.
Don't we all? Don't we all sometimes think about hearts?
That is so true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, don't we all at some point just think with our hearts
that
over our heads?
So true.
Like, we can't see what's in front of us because our hearts are overtaken our shrimp heads.
Oh, for man, is it away.
Okay.
Sorry.
703. I'm fine, big.
I feel especially bad for saying that because your family's
here. Yeah, my mum is outside. Laura is here.
And everyone's your sister.
And my sister as well. My sister's here as well.
How old is your sister?
29.
29?
Yeah, 30 this year.
Wow.
She's older than me.
Wow.
Mm. Wait,
I'm not saying you look old. I'm not saying you look older than her. I thought she was about 23. it's not comparative.
Okay.
I'm just saying on this.
Everyone thinks I'm older than her.
Yeah.
You know what? Doesn't matter. Because.
Big brain, big show.
Big brain, yeah, I don't know. Couldn't think of any reason why it didn't matter.
Cool. So, big show apart from that tonight. So, what we're going to do first with your family, whilst they're here, before they go down and have a Friday night wine, we are going to bring them in. We had them in a little bit earlier. Do you know about this?
No.
So, me and Kate brought them in here a bit earlier, asked them a couple of questions about you, and I want to see whether you can get the same answer as them. Your headphone has now fallen sideways.
Sorry.
It's dangling like an earring.
Dangling, but let's fix this in the break, and we'll come back.
That's going to be funny. More jokes tonight. More comedy is happening. Because we're trying to get you the best comedy segment Australian Commercial Radio Award.
Get ready to laugh. I was going to ask if you have that sound effect. God, you're bloody good.
We've got the drums right here. Sitting right here.
Can't wait.
Sound exactly the same. Also, before 8 o'clock, there's this insane change to cosmetic surgery laws in Australia that we want to talk about.
And we have an expert on because we have no idea about any of that. We're not doctors.
Exactly. He's like a TikTok doctor superstar. We will get him on.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
It's not just you in front of me. It's two absolute bombshell women as well. Can you explain to me who these people to your left and right are?
Not sure. Kidding. It's my mum and my sister.
Hey!
Mum Laura, sister Jolie.
Hi guys, welcome to Hot Nights.
Thank you.
Oh, what the hell? You two, both of you shy.
Thank you.
They both sound so shy.
I know, mum's really quiet. It's like hard to get her to talk to people.
When me and our producer Kate took your mum and your sister in here a little while ago without your knowledge, she wasn't as quiet. It's pretty loud, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she showed a true self around you. I don't know.
I know. Well, I've just endeared myself to you straight away, haven't I, Laura?
I just felt free.
Exactly. So you should. What we pulled him in for is we wanted to do a little bit of a grilling, a little bit of a Q&A with your mum and your sister about some certain aspects of your life and then get your reaction and see if you reckon your thoughts on the same matter will match up. So first of all, what do you think your parents and your sister would think would be the biggest lie you've ever told?
Oh, that I'm like, I'm not pretty. Like, I'm not smart.
I don't have an enormous brain full of knowledge.
I'm not really smart. I'm not that funny. I don't know. The biggest lie I've ever told. I don't know. I actually have no idea. What if I lied?
Well, let's find out what they think.
Okay.
She doesn't lie. I don't. I have never. She doesn't lie. The kid is so open. When he came back from school this week, it told me stuff I said. I don't need to know this. I can't remember because she needs to vent it out.
Maybe lie of omission. She used to have me blocked on Facebook.
Why? I don't have Facebook, so I wouldn't know.
She didn't want me seeing her posts when we were in high school.
I wasn't even doing anything in high school. That's so random of me.
Yeah.
I think I thought I was like rebellious girl being like, my sister can't see. Screw her. Rock on and listen to emo music in peace, Jolie.
Have you ever lied to your mom?
I didn't think so.
No.
Maybe. No, even like when I've gone to like, you know, actually, I can't say because you'll say the name straight away. When I've gone to like go to people's houses, even as an adult, I'm like, I'm going to this person's house. Here's their address. If anything happens, I never lied about anything.
That's pretty good.
Maybe, oh, nah. Not that I can. I'm sure I did, but not that I can think of.
So there may not have been an answer from your mum for your biggest lie, but your worst habits.
Oh, here we go.
Spitting like a llama in the bathroom. I clean that basin. I've cleaned it for years before she left.
Like
and
a
I
llama.
Still find sometimes llama spit evidence. And we used to always say she was my little llama.
I would say that she loses everything. She can't keep track of anything.
Okay, that's ADHD, so that's really rude of you.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Well, because Nick has ADHD as well. So
very unwork of me.
I was going to say I think it's me losing everything because, like, the amount of meltdowns I've had to mum, like, yelling at mum for some reason when I lose things, as though it's mum's, as though she's, like, done it as a gag.
Yeah.
as though mum's like, I'm gonna hide her keys. Like, mum, where are they? She's like, I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, no, I definitely lose everything. That would be very annoying. But, Jolie, it doesn't affect you. It affects mum.
Excuse me.
Probably would scream at Jolie as well.
The times that you've asked me for your keys.
Yeah, and you probably just hit them from me or something. You're being frank. All right, what's the next question?
Final one. It's a little bit of a curveball. What do you reckon your mum and your sister said they love the most about you?
Oh, this is too much. Probably there's too much. I know.
Big brain, beautiful,
funny, life of the party, always has a story, chaotic life. I don't know. That's probably it.
That she's so loving, she's so honest, she's so giving.
Aww.
She gives to you like, well, I knew that she looks after you. Like when you're coming, I could almost cry. Actually, I'm going to cry now because I miss her. Because she sort of checks on you. She's just lovely. She's a really lovely little girl to have. She was beautiful as a child. She used to laugh. She's got the worst. It's like, as Grandma used to say, it's like an old drunk gentleman's laugh. It's like this laugh from a guttural laugh. It's a big laugh. She's got a good, really good sense of humour. She can do the wit thing. She looks after you. Like when I come into Sydney, I knew that she'd check on me that, Mummy, it's this morning before I could even text her, Mummy, it's the day you come down to see me and Walty. Like, it's the day, yay. Like, it's, what are we going to do? Come in. You've got to text me when you come in and where you are. And she's just a very family-oriented, loving and family-oriented.
I agree with Mum. I mean, she's just very generous.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
And, she's really funny. Yeah, she's a little weirdo.
Okay, how about, I've had both of you meant to be nice and you both roasted me. Like, yeah. She's got a really bad laugh and she's weird. No, love you. Mum's crying.
Like a drunk old gentleman.
Love you, yeah. Mummy.
It's good having a good old laugh.
Yeah.
Love you guys as well. That was really nice.
I know.
That was really nice. Do you think Mum would cry?
No, I was not expecting that straight away. But again, cosmic spirits, we get each other. We get each other.
Oh,
see
my God.
You.
Love you, Mum. Love you, Jolie.
Hot nights with the llama.
It got really dark. Well, it was like nice, but it was like the llama.
Yeah.
Also, the drunken old man laugh makes
the
me.
The drunken old
die.
Llama.
Yeah. Drunken old llama.
On a podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
People coming in and out of here tonight, mate. It's like your mum and your sister are here 1 minute. And then,
Jesus.
Kira, our digital producer, makes the videos. Used to be your PA, is here.
Yep.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Oh, you know, I just thought I'd come sit and talk on the mic.
That's pretty cool.
Are you sure that's
you're always welcome.
Well, like today's like I'd say like a pretty big day.
I mean, we've been hanging out since like, you know, kind of middle of the day kind of vibes, and this hasn't sort of rated a mention yet.
So like, today's a big day, Abby.
Okay. Now, the only thing I can think of is it your birthday?
No.
Oh, great, because I truly would be like, I don't care.
I'm literally 4 days after you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. So, I knew that. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay, today is the 24th of March.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Does that ring any bells for you?
There's 1 week until we're on break. Is it the 1 week mark before Abby gets to sleep?
No.
The 24th, is it Nick's birthday?
No.
Told you the other night, I'm a Cancer.
It's, oh yeah.
Because you went through every single star sign.
I did. Now, are there any other birthdays involved? No.
No, no birthdays. It's about me and you.
Oh, is it the anniversary that I first hired you?
Almost.
Oh.
Hey, Abby, it's Kira. I sent an email to you at 1 o'clock last night asking for a job, but I thought I'd give this a try as well. I'm Kira, I'm 21 years old, and I live in Sydney, and I have done since the day I was born. I'm currently studying Media and Communications at Redacted University.
So funny.
It's the 2-year anniversary of me making a TikTok and it changing my life.
Oh my God, love you. So for those of you who don't know, I asked for a PA and then ADHD slay didn't look through any of the emails. And then I got tagged in a TikTok by Kira like within 12 hours and I was like, yeah, right. We had like a FaceTime call and she was amazing.
Yeah, we were supposed to meet up for like coffee or something to like vibe out and you were like, ah. Just come. Come to my house. You're good.
Come over. You're welcome. And, oh, look, I'm on the TV behind you. Ah, sorry.
How far have we come?
I know. I used to make her take photos of me for Instagram. Kira's really good at taking photos.
Slay.
Oh. What's that? Do we have any slays?
We now have a slay sound.
To celebrate the big day.
So it's been how many years? 2 years.
It's been 2 years, yes.
Wow, that's beautiful. Happy 2-year anniversary, babe.
Thanks, babe.
What'd you get me?
It's Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast. All we're gonna do is win, 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 no matter what. Got acras on our mind, can never get enough. And every time we step up on the stage, everybody's hands go up.
What?
All right, guys.
Do your gear. Do your tap gear.
Is this thing on?
Yes, good stuff.
If you haven't figured it out by now, we're doing my comedy segment entrance. We got Hughes on last week to help me out to try and win an ACRA. I am determined to win or at least get nominated for an Australian Commercial Radio Award. We missed out last year. That's the real joke. Am I right?
That's very good. Very good start.
Uh-huh.
Before we get into some more jokes, let's recap, just so you're fresh, recap the best advice and the best joke that you tried on with Hughesy.
Great.
Well, so Dave, he's.
I think what you're best off doing is finding someone else's jokes, like bonbon jokes or...
Well,
yes,
Hughesy.
Jokes made by a computer.
Hughesy, he's so smart. I have some jokes here written by an AI. Why did Abby Chatfield break up with her dentist boyfriend? Because she couldn't handle the drilling.
Oh, that's
wow. out of anyone.
That's the best one thus far.
That's a pretty good joke. I'm here to judge what's the best one.
Okay, well, you're welcome.
And that is the best one. Okay.
So I've got a full set here. That's what it's called.
So while we were playing that joke back, the look on your face of joy from a joke you didn't even write.
So, hang on. I kind of did write it because it's my show and the producers put in the words into the AI.
Okay,
sure. And they asked, so actually, I was the catalyst to make the jokes happen, so I actually did write the jokes, okay?
Hey, no jokes.
No show, no acras, no acra arc, no jokes.
That's so true. I mean, that's how life works.
So we've got producer Jared and producer Caitlin here, and we're going to see if we can get any laughs from you guys. So we've gotten an AI to write me two kinds of jokes. One is about me specifically winning an award. Another is just about winning an award in general. So we're going to try for you. Yep. Ready to go, guys?
Ready.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
I hate this already.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Why are you doing this with your arms? You're doing full-on bingo wings, tuck shop lady shit.
Because stand-up comedians always like lean on the mic stand. They always lean and they go, oh, Jesus. Oh, sorry. Oh, let's put this thing to the side. Hey, guys, how are we feeling tonight?
Yeah, good thing. Yay! See, you've got to work hard rooms as well. You know, sometimes the rooms won't all be in your favour.
Get this heckler out of me. Get this heckler out of me. All right, guys. So just thought I'd tell you a few of my favourite jokes. So winning an award is like getting a trophy for being your awesome self.
No.
All right. All right, guys. So they, so I'm going to win an award, hopefully.
Oh, my God, that is really funny.
least convincing compliment
okay,
ever.
Okay.
Let's do the ones about you winning an award.
There is some good... No. Stop trying to control my set. I've got my set. I only tried one. I've got 10 of each here.
All right, I'll put a highlight over
it. Right, bit of shush, please. Mm. No micromanaging on my... shush.
Okay.
They say winning an award is like having a baby. But at least with an award, you don't have to change any diapers.
These are really rough.
These are so bad. So bad.
Back to
they
me.
Are so bad.
Winning an award is like being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's the whole joke?
Except you don't have to be good at sports. Okay, we'll try one about me. We'll try one about me. I'm bombing. But you know what? Every comedian bombs. All right, let's go. Now we're doing a new set, right? When Abby Chatfield won her first award, she was so excited, she almost rose to the occasion.
Sorry, just repeat that.
When Abby Chatfield won her first award, she almost rose to the occasion. Cool. All right, guys, all good? You don't get it. It's too highbrow for you. It's highbrow. Winning an award is like finding your soulmate. And for Abby Chatfield, it seems like she's found both.
That's infinitely worse.
When Abby Chatfield first won her award, she couldn't believe it. She said it was like a rose blooming in her heart.
Really going heavy on the rose gear on that.
The Bachelor.
I just got it too.
Okay, one more.
Thank God.
When Abby Chatfield won her latest award, which will be in Accra, she thanked her fans for their support and promised to keep bringing the drama. It's not even a joke. Yeah, so... Thanks, guys. I'm here every Friday.
Yay. Maybe we skip Thanks, the guys. Comedy Yay. Nomination.
I think we still should submit it.
You think?
Judges will use the Is It Funny filter as a top priority in evaluation of the entries.
Maybe we shouldn't do that then, yeah.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Friday night and some massive changes, Abs, to the whole kind of law around cosmetic surgery.
It's really concerning. So apparently Australian doctors will soon be able to receive a quote-unquote endorsement in cosmetic surgery, which then negates them from having makes them not have to have the proper training to become a plastic surgeon.
So anyone that's got doctor in their title who's done a doctorate of anything can become a plastic surgeon.
I think maybe it's medical doctors. I would hope it's not just like a doctor and like audio technician.
No, I mean GPs. And,
yeah, like GP, yeah. I believe, if you have a medical degree, you can then get an endorsement and you can then perform cosmetic surgery. And this terrified me because, you know, I've known a lot of friends who've had cosmetic surgery, even when it comes to fillers and Botox. And when they aren't done properly, there are such high stakes. There are high stakes in terms of disfigurement, infection. There are high stakes in terms of even as far as death. I've had friends have really bad fillers, and fillers don't carry anywhere near the risk that a full cosmetic surgery does. So we've got the amazing Dr. Kumar at Official Dr. Kumar on TikTok. I follow him. I love him, Dr. Rohit. Hello, Dr. Kumar. How are you feeling about this?
G'day, Abby. Thank you so much. You know what? We need to hire you, firstly. What you said was pretty much spot on. That's exactly the situation that we're facing at the moment, and it is incredibly reckless on behalf of the health departments or the health ministers around Australia. Essentially, what they're looking at is that anybody who has a medical degree and then get this tick. It's like a you know,
Instagram verification.
An Instagram verification, or like, you know, the health society sort of heart tick. Heart
yes.
Society.
Oh my God.
You're right. You get that, and then suddenly you're okay to do cosmetic surgery. It doesn't matter whether you've done any in the past or not. It you know, they might require you to do a few things and say, oh yeah, look, I did this for a few years, and therefore I'm good enough to do it. But anyone essentially who's a doctor should, you know, may potentially be able to do this, as opposed to plastic surgeons who have been performing and doing this and training for, you know, 15, 20 years before they actually do it. So it's really worrying.
It's really concerning. What do you see as the biggest risks when it comes to this change?
Well, it's patient safety, isn't it? The biggest thing is that if you look at it from a patient point of view, how does the patient know that the person with the blue tick that's suddenly doing their surgery is a properly qualified plastic surgeon who is a member of the College of Surgeons, or your local GP from down the road who may have done a few things here or there and has managed to get themselves an endorsement and got a blue tick? You know as well as most people that, you know, a blue tick doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No, it doesn't. When it comes to me, Dr. Kumar.
You know, well, not you specifically, but you know what I mean, right?
Absolutely. So they're... is no additional training. It's just a blue tick. How would, or a tick of some kind, would they know? I know you said we have no idea how they'd know. Is the only way to know to ask your doctor, are you a specialist plastic surgeon?
Correct. 100%. And patients should be asking that now. You know, you've seen what's happened in the media so many times. Your Dr. Lanz is in Melbourne, you know, dancing during TikTok and doing liposuction and all the sort of dangerous things that we've already seen happening. They weren't plastic surgeons. And so I think patients need to first and foremost, while they're doing their research, actually say, well, are they a plastic surgeon? Are they a member of the College of Surgeons, which is the absolute minimum that we're requesting? We're saying, okay, look, you know what? People can get a blue tick if they're actually a proper qualified surgeon. And general surgeons, for example, are doctors that can potentially do some of these operations, ear, nose and throat surgeons. But if you don't have a FRACS, what we call a FRACS, which is a fellowship of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. If you don't have that, you can't call yourself a surgeon. And the health ministers have been hilarious. They've, on one hand, they've said, yep, we agree that you can't call yourself a surgeon unless you're a surgeon, but anybody can do the surgery if we give you an endorsement.
Wow, it's so scary. So I only knew about the difference between, that there even was a difference between a cosmetic surgeon and a plastic surgeon, because I have had a non-surgical rhinoplasty, just some filler in my nose. And my filler angel, Dr. Joseph Hickek at All Saints, shout out, love you, King.
He's good. Yeah,
he's amazing.
He's approved.
And he was talking to me about it and how it's worrying that cosmetic surgeons, you know, it's a different thing, but people don't know. So what is the difference between a cosmetic surgeon and a plastic surgeon?
Well, surgery, all surgery is invasive, right? That's the first thing you got to remember, that once someone's hitting you with the scalpel, they've got to have the skills behind them to know what they're doing.
Mm.
If you're a plastic surgeon doing cosmetic surgery, you've got, you know, 6 years of medical school, multiple years out, proper training, proper exams, accredited exams and training that in Australia, the accrediting boards, the medical council, APRA, et cetera, all approve. It's at least 15, almost always around 20 years of training before you start to do what you're doing. And, you know, that's 20 years of my life that I spent before I actually started doing my first breast augmentation, for example.
Wow.
Whereas if you're a cosmetic surgeon in the current environment, you can finish medical school and you can print out a degree saying, or a piece of paper saying, I'm a cosmetic surgeon. And away you go. You don't necessarily have to do any training. You don't have to do anything at this stage. And certainly nothing in Australia that is accredited and approved currently by any training board is available. They'll say they're members of this college or that college, but those colleges are pretty much set up by themselves and regulated by themselves. Nobody
just
else
to earn money.
Has approved them. Yeah.
Yeah, just to have some sort of accreditation, some sort of certificate from somewhere.
Just to sort of, you know, I could print out a certificate off Google and tell myself that, you know, I'm a space physicist, for example, and people would laugh at me. But why can someone print out and say they're a cosmetic surgeon, operate on someone, cut them with the scalpel, and that's okay?
Wow, this is so scary. And you think in Australia, if you're getting surgery in Australia, you presume that we have the highest standards and that we have these regulatory bodies in this country.
We seem to with everything else, don't we?
We seem to with everything. Everything seems so strict in this country, but why this?
This is the thing that we find really funny. Australian healthcare is second to none in the world. I've been around the world. I've worked in different places. I can tell you that our Australian healthcare is phenomenal and phenomenally good.
Yeah.
Our doctors are excellent in the areas that they specialize in.
Yep.
So when you're looking at cosmetic surgery, and you know, we go to so many conferences, we get the Americans coming and all these guys coming, and we look at them and go, geez, that's good work, but geez, the Australian guys are so much better. And yet we always have these Americans, you know, thinking that they're fantastic.
They're the best always,
The Australian plastic surgeons are some of the best in the world. So if we've got this sort of healthcare and if we've got this sort of system, why are we trying to dilute it? Why are we trying to just get any man and their dog to be able to come in and perform that? And we already know from years and years of experience that so many problems, complications, patient issues, we've seen it, we've dealt with it. I deal with, you know, one or two every couple of weeks. And I know all my colleagues do as well. Why are we getting those doctors who cheated the system and didn't go through all the hard yards? Why are the people that are cheating suddenly going to be potentially accredited to continue? That makes no sense to us.
Yeah. It's really scary. So your advice would be make sure you are dealing with an actual specialist plastic surgeon and get their accreditation. Right. Thank you so much, Dr. Kumar. You can follow Dr. Kumar at official Dr. Kumar on TikTok. I love his stuff. He's incredible. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Abby. A pleasure.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So Sofia Coppola's 16-year-old daughter is going viral currently because she has been grounded because apparently she tried to charter a helicopter on her dad's credit card.
Right, okay. So that's something that doesn't happen in every family.
Yeah. Like, I've never been grounded because I don't break rules, but and also Mum didn't, like, punish us ever. So I don't know what I would have been grounded for. Have you been grounded?
No, they weren't very good at it.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't very good at keeping me locked.
Right. I'm crazy.
And I also preferred to stay home anyway.
Yeah. Like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
In my room reading books. Oh, no.
Five days of Game Boy.
That
oh, no.
Sucks. So we've got a little explanation here of what happened.
Make a vodka sauce pasta with me because I'm grounded. Because I tried to charter a helicopter from New York to Maryland on my dad's credit card because I wanted to have dinner with my girlfriend.
So basically, yeah, it's an interesting reason to get grounded. And then she uploaded a TikTok because I think that was part of her grounding. It was like, screw you, Mom and Dad. I'm allowed to take the credit card and get a helicopter. What the hell? Also, I didn't even like helicopters. Like,
no.
Very scary.
It's stressful.
But this is classic Nepo Baby behavior. This is like Nepo Baby 101, doing wild things. But I think it's kind of like, it's kind of a slay. Like, I think it's like wild, but it's not relatable. And while it is ridiculous, it's pretty funny.
Is it a bit of if you've got it, use it?
Well,
is that kind of it?
Yeah, like I didn't grow up with money, but I find this very funny. Like, and the fact that like I find it funny in a way that I'm laughing at her, or am I kind of laughing with her? Because if you had, it's kind of like us stealing our parents' credit card for an Uber. Not that we had that much money anyway, but like I guess a quote unquote middle class family. Uber, right?
Yeah. Uber,
the same thing?
Uber Black.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Getting Uber Black rather than
it's
an
like
Uber.
It's expensive and an inconvenience.
Yes, yes. And it's like you didn't need to do that.
Exactly.
That's so silly.
Yeah, there are other ways around.
So I feel like we should go through some very famous Nepo babies. I mean, that's the point,
please,
isn't it? And I think we should decide if we like them or don't like them, okay?
Okay.
So let's start with Dakota Johnson. Her parents are Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson.
Who were? Don Johnson rings a bell.
Don't know, but I actually think Dakota has got enough talent in her own right that we love her and she slays. And
yep.
I think that her work outweighs the fact that she is a Nepo baby.
Good Nepo baby.
Mm-hmm. Next one is Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller's parents are Jerry Stiller and Anne
Myra.
Yep.
Made that up.
Now, I think Ben Stiller has, you know what? Actually, you know what? I think the criteria is if you've surpassed your parents' fame, then you win. Don't you think? Don't you think? It's like if you're more famous than your parents, they didn't get you anywhere. It's like, Ben Stiller, Jerry's, I think Ben Stiller wins. What do you think?
I always just think if the first thought that comes into your mind isn't Nepo Baby, they've kind of won already.
Okay. Well, the next ones, I'm not sure they'll do that very well. Willow and Jaden Smith, obviously. My hair, that, baby, that is amazing. Also, that song should meet me at a spa.
Meet me at a spa.
Kind of vibe. Baby, are you looking for a ride? I just want to get up on the night. That song almost makes me say she's like
More than her brother.
More than her brother.
More than her brother.
Willow more than Jaden for sure.
Yeah.
Now, I think Willow has got a tick from me and Jaden's got a cross. What do you think?
Yeah, I liked Jaden for a little while. He's gone a little bit too, I don't know, otherworldly for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I loved his Louis Vuitton campaign recently. Yep. That was a slay. Maybe it's like, I think Willow's a yes and Jaden is like, he could win me over in the next couple of years.
It's enough of a yes
It's
for
enough
now.
Of a yes. Okay, Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm going to go with no because of Goop and the weird eating disorder encouragement that she recently
Literally,
uploaded.
Literally. It was a mess. She's also in court right now.
Is she?
For knocking someone over on a ski trip. So, I mean, that's about as nepo bad as it gets.
Yeah, no. So, Miley Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter. Obviously, Miley Cyrus wins. She gets the absolute tick from us. Lily Rose Depp. Sorry, Lily Rose. You aren't bigger than your dad. No. Although, Johnny Depp. Not a big fan of him.
Might be
so,
a better person than your dad is the only
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, better person than your dad. But I'm yeah, actually, you know what? She wins. Better person than your dad. Lily Collins. Now, here's the thing. Different genres. Often it's like musician to musician, actor to actor. But Phil Collins, isn't he a singer?
Singer and was in Genesis and did the song In the Air Tonight that they used in the
yes.
Cadbury commercial.
Coming in the air tonight. I feel like...
But Lily's in Emily in Paris. She's the star in Emily in Paris. Have you seen Emily in Paris?
I think she's crossed over, so she does well.
Yeah, okay,
Hailey Bieber, I'm so sorry, babe. Well, her uncle is Alex Baldwin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not her dad. But sorry, babe, your uncle doesn't count. Not good enough.
We're on in 30.
And finally, Brooklyn Beckham. And Brooklyn, you know what? That weird mojito that you made doesn't make it worth it. So there we go. There's our ratings of our... Least and favourite Nepo babies, if you were wondering.
Hot Nights Podcast. Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play
Chattergories. Chattergories.
That was really good.
I'm sorry. No, that was really good.
That was really good.
That was like...
Why are you apologising?
Almost... Because it's like, I'm sorry to make everyone like nervous and jealous of my skill, like... You know, a bit shy after me being so good. So, categories.
Let's do it.
Here is what happens. The first category is the category. It's my category. It is whatever I want. It could literally be how many pens do I have on my desk right now? That would be one. And also, is it even a desk? Unsure. We're kind of in the studio, but that's for me to decide. The second category is the contestants category. It's like whatever they like within reason, though. Like it can't be something like, oh, I don't know. What's my favorite flavor of highlighter? Flavor?
Flavor of highlighter.
Well, I was imagining those Smiggle ones that smell nummies.
You're not meant to eat them.
They smell, but they're grape.
That's true. That's
Mine's
true.
Grape. But I don't care. Sorry. No one cares about your favorite flavor of highlighter.
Has to have some relevance to everyone.
Be normal and be a good sport. The third category is chosen by our amazing producers. And who chose it tonight? Jared, as per,
beautiful
I mean,
redhead.
Let's see how this goes. Last one was very intense.
Yes, not much hope for tonight. Let's go to our very wonderful contestant. By the way, you can become a contestant in Chattergories. Just DM at Hot Nights with Abby. We are going to Lily. Hi, Lil.
Hello.
Hey, Lily. I'm so ready to take you down.
Oh, you too, sister. I am going to win, just saying.
Okay, let's do it then.
Category number one is Abby's Chattergory as discussed. And tonight it is... Abby's Bachelor season.
Great. Lily, have you seen it?
Yes.
How intently did you watch, Lily?
4 years ago.
Yeah, it feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, same for me as well. We have the same amount of knowledge.
Can you still watch it somewhere?
Yeah, Template.
Okay.
Do.
Hi, Template. All right, the question is, The Bachelor Matt Agnew's occupation...
Abby.
No.
Lily.
No, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Oh, we're going. All right. Okay, What's your answer? What's your answer? You first, Abs. What's your answer? To the Bachelor Matt Agnew's occupation.
I think I'm going to go with.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rest of this question is the Bachelor Matt Agnew's occupation was not.
Okay.
Or if Abby confused that, it for.
If you're going to guess.
Because I didn't. That was edited. But I think that people. I'm going to go with astrologer because he was not an astrologer. He was an astrophysicist.
Now, considering you punched in before I finished the question as well, Lily, I'll give you a right of reply here whilst being halfway through the question.
I was also going to say astrophysicist.
All right, finish the question.
The Bachelor Matt Agnew's occupation, do not wait until I'm seen, was an astrologist, true or false?
Abby.
False.
Oh.
That's correct. But according to you, true.
No, because I was edited.
Yeah, I know.
So why are you trying to roast me?
You lot. Oi, out there. No one listening.
This is how the game works. All right, second question.
Second question.
No one wins that one.
Question number two. Lily, it's your category. Would you like to reveal the category to Ms. Chatfield?
It is old One Direction songs.
All right. Should I let Kira find a friend in here?
No.
Jesus. All right, let's do it.
What song in the One Direction discography, spanning multiple albums, including Midnight Memories, Four, the other ones, are the lyrics Frozen and Can't Breathe from? What song? Frozen and Can't Breathe.
I don't know.
Lily. One Thing.
Cause you've got that one thing.
Banger. Absolute Delta. Well done, Lil.
Thank you. That was niche lyrics. Very niche.
Wow. They're getting harder.
So it's one all, which means we go to the all or nothing round.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. Category from the producers is...
Cold-blooded predators.
Cold-blooded predators. Question is, how many minutes of silence exists in the Twilight movies?
Abby.
Yes?
137. It's like 2 hours.
I'll do closest two. Lily?
Wait, don't say that. After, hey, Lily, go.
I'm running out of time.
25.
It's 26. So.
Yes, Lily, you know what? That's fair enough.
That's very good. Another terrible question from the producers.
Terrible question, but I love it.
None
it's
of
exciting.
Them made sense.
It's All exciting. Right.
Congratulations. Sorting a prize out for you, Lily. It's Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield across Australia.
On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
There's been a mystery in Los Angeles.
Ooh. You an LA energy. Girl? You've been to, how many times have you been to LA?
One time.
Do you like?
I only went for one day with my ex-boyfriend because what happened was we did miss our flight and from Sydney to LA because of a joining thing with a certain airline. It was a whole thing.
Whole schmuzzle.
Only had like 26 hours in LA and it was fun. I don't love America.
I love LA because it feels like a whole country of its own, but I had a similar incident. I ended up at LAX for an extra 24 hours because I had 6 red wines at the bar and fell asleep at the gate.
6 is like 3 too many for an airport.
I know.
I'm just so tired.
You're not thinking about it. And I was like, it's the last day of my holiday.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
24 extra hours just like slaying on the floor.
But maybe you could have used some Uber Eats at this point. So there's been a bit of some chaos going on, and it's really bizarre because I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but basically residents of an LA neighborhood have been flooded with mystery Uber Eats orders. They have no idea where they've come from.
Direct to door.
Direct
just food
to
showing
door.
Up.
Apparently there have been up to 13 deliveries.
Yeah. That's an omen. The number.
There's something going on there. It feels like someone's giving Easter eggs. Someone's going to do something soon. Good or bad, I'm not sure. Taylor Swift, is she involved?
I was about to say, it's
Taylor Swift, because her favourite number is 13.
Exactly. Where did you get Taylor Swift from before thinking about her favourite number being 13?
Easter eggs.
But one of her Easter eggs is throwing 13 into everything, dude. That's the whole point.
You're going, hang on, yeah. And also,
and also 13.
No, but so apparently it's from places like Macca's, Taco Bell.
Good.
Have you tried Taco Bell, by the way?
Like once. Not Guzman for me. Guzman
Taco
for me.
Bell. Sorry, babe. You're not very good.
Americans don't do lots of things very well. Taco Bell is one.
Politics is another.
That's. Did you ever have In-N-Out when you were in LA?
No.
Terrible.
No.
Like a cake. It's like eating a.
Ew, gross. They also have Starbucks deliveries and other restaurants, and they're showing up at all hours of the day and night. Like, there's no pattern to it. And the residents are, like, they're donating the food, but I'm just wondering, like...
They're donating it?
Yeah, because it's too much, and they're saying, oh, it's just a bit annoying. They're like, it's just, like, some of us are a bit annoyed. Would you be annoyed? Okay.
No.
How many Uber Eats deliveries would it take for you to be annoyed that there were random Uber Eats orders coming to your house?
It depends on the time. If it's landing on my doorstep the second that I'm like about to start cooking or that I'm about to open up Uber Eats myself, slay, perfect.
Endless.
If it's showing up at like 11 o'clock in the morning and I don't get home until 5 o'clock and there's just cold shit on my doorstep, no thank you. It would only take one of those to be annoyed.
Really?
Yeah. I can't eat cold, soggy, wet food.
Depends what it is as well, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm imagining if it's Macca's, Taco Bell, Starbucks, that stuff is made to be consumed straight away.
But what, yeah, okay. I feel like I could cop like 3 or 4 any hour of the day because I'm home all the day, all my PA is.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God, I got Uber Eats.
But we talk so about, nice. You get delivered stuff that you don't want all the time though.
Yeah, I do. So it's a known thing on the show, obviously, that I get PR packages. Like some, I'm sure you saw it in The Office, this big PR package that was basically like a wooden crate.
Yeah.
And it was full of lemons and moonshine.
I would have taken it.
Well, Jimmy and Nath took it. But
fruit cakes.
Jimmy and Nath.
They need it.
They always take it. They take all of my PR packages and I go, thank God. It's like one man's trash is another man's treasure.
I'm talking of sayings, when life gives you lemons, give them to Jimmy and Nath.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So I saw this really, I would say disturbing TikTok last night as I was falling asleep, going into my peaceful slumber.
Always a very good way to fall asleep. Very, doctors have always said.
Screen time. and the chaos.
Full brightness.
Yes, full brightness. Poke machine like scrolling. Yeah, trying to get some dopamine is the best way to fall asleep, especially when you have ADHD.
It's always been proven.
It makes complete sense. But I saw this TikTok. And all the comments were very positive and it made me really confused. So I kind of wanted to talk to you about it because I didn't know if I was on the wrong side.
Mm-hmm.
So Amanda Bynes, we all know Amanda Bynes.
Which, who I feel like I have not heard anything about in 3 or 4 years. And at one point she was probably the most talked about, you know, child celebrity on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I watched She's the Man over summer. Love it.
Still good. She was so talented. And I say was. She's still alive.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her do much in the way of like her primary talent in quite a while.
Yeah. I mean, she hasn't done acting in years and years. And then she's kind of been, I think she's been, you know, a bit mentally unwell and she's gone through a lot of stuff and there's been public meltdowns and public. And she seemed to be getting better. She seemed to be kind of last year there was some sort of chat about her. I think she got engaged and things were going well for her,
yep.
Considering her, you know, the 5 years before that. But last week, Amanda called the police on herself because she kind of came to from a psychotic episode and said, I'm not well. I need to go to hospital.
Which in itself is quite, so that shows progress.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That shows self-awareness.
So that's absolutely great. And it's awful that she's going through that. But then I kind of saw over the next couple of days, I don't know if it's the same day or a day before or whatever, but there was a TikTok of a user basically walking, a TikTok user walking around with Amanda Bynes kind of clung to her, walking through the streets of LA. So we've got to grab here, a little bit of audio.
Amanda, say what's up.
What's up?
We just walking the streets of Hollywood. It's St. Patrick's Day. And I saw my girl walking, so I said, I had to say what's up.
And all the comments had like hundreds of thousands of likes.
This is the first thing that popped up for me this morning. As
really?
Well. Yeah, first thing.
Did you look at the comments?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all like, thank you for looking after her. Like all these people that feel like they have some kind of ownership over her well-being, being like, thank you for looking after her. Thank you for keeping her safe. This woman doesn't know Amanda.
How is filming someone you don't know or do know? If I had a mental break or even if I was really inebriated, like really drunk, and someone, even if I was friends with them, filmed me like to that point without my consent, because she can't give consent because she's not well, and uploaded it, That's not a nice thing
also,
to do.
Why does it have to be filmed in the first place?
Why?
Why are people constantly? I was walking up the main street of Sydney, George Street, the other day. 4 TikTokers came up to me in the space of like 200. It's a bloody disease at the moment.
What?
People doing these things for clout that should just be acts of kindness that exist and just helping your fellow person.
Mm. What were they doing?
Well, one offered me a hat and then one said, I'm a rapper and I've got, give me three words and I'll write a song for you. And what I hate about them is that you can't see they've got a camera on them and you can't see
really?
That you can't, you know, I looked around and I saw a guy about 5 meters away pointing. Beside the point, can we just stop filming everything that happens, especially when it's not with someone's consent, when someone can't give consent?
It's really, really, it's really gross. Yeah. I mean, you know, and you are walking around and you have the ability to give consent if they asked you for
exactly.
it, right?
Exactly.
But Amanda is not well, and I don't understand this whole thing of, yeah, it's sort of like people know her, they have an ownership over her, and they're giving this person permission to walk around the streets of Hollywood with Amanda clung to her, clearly not well, and then getting praised for it by thousands of people saying, you're such a good Samaritan. The world needs more people like you. If I was in that state and a fan or someone that I knew from me, this person obviously has seen Amanda Bynes and then has, look, if she'd done it without recording it or uploading it,
yeah.
Yeah.
If you, even if it was a tweet saying, hey, I saw Amanda Bynes today and I did this and I said hello to her and checked in on her, she didn't seem well, blah, yeah. blah, blah, blah. I kind of understand that, but when you're going, hey, I'm here with my girl.
Amanda Bynes, here we are, and acting as though they're friends and as though she's helping her, and it just is really disturbing to me. The intention there, I think, is very clear that it's to go get a TikTok that goes viral.
Of course.
Even if this person already had a following, even if this person, like, I would, if I saw an Australian celebrity on the streets that wasn't well, I would never film me helping them.
God, no.
Or anyone, any kind of person. You wouldn't go, look how good I am for helping this person, because it isn't helping. That then turns into something more insidious. So I just thought it was yuck, and I'm glad you agree, because I thought I was a bit unwell. I was like, oh. Yeah.
Full ick alarm.
Great, thank you.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield for Friday is done. Do I play the song?
Play this song and get ready.
Okay.
For the best goodbye break of your life. Ready?
Sorry, I pressed it wrong. Here we go.
Oh. Edging me. All right.
It's a long farewell. I'll be the same as you. Adieu. 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 Adieu.
Mama, mama,
oh my god, what a slag.
Hey, how fun is that? That gets everyone into their weekend.
Well, just as I thought I'd learned all the words to it, we get to Friday and it's been cooked.
I know, we keep you on your toes here at Hot Nights.
Have a slay of a weekend.
Thanks for the week. Love ya. That was to you, not to the audience.
Oh, cool. Love you too.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have